very big win against a difficult side, Adelaide. Against a very difficult side, difficult opponents. I talk about Crawley Town, I'm the manager of Crawley Town, and I'm proud of what we do, and that's it. That's my comment on what we play and how we play. That represents us, and that's no problem with Newport.
So it must be pleased that you kept your cool, though, and your class shown in the end.
Yeah, I said at half-time, you know, we've got to we've got to play what we do. We've got to work, and they won't be able to press us after 65 minutes because it's impossible for most teams to do that. And we played, and we got the goals, and we defended, and Lady Luck was on our side, I think, with a penalty. Glenn makes a great save first minute, be fair to them. But they've drawn with Plymouth, they've beaten Carlisle, so difficult opponents, and... we've got to be proud that we can actually see the game through. We're getting stronger on the bench, players coming on. And we kept playing under pressure. We played some delightful football second half with combination play. From the back to the front, I thought, to a man, we had a very good performance.
We talk about, because the first few minutes, dream start for you. Fantastic ball in by Jordan Roberts. Almost continuing from last week and the performance of your wide players.
Yeah, I said about him coming back, and that's what we look at two wingers. If they can deliver, Collins is a box player, we'll get your goals. And we all know that when Jordan wasn't playing and we didn't have the balance of a left footer and a right footer, he was running all over the place and not getting the service. And I said that, and I think he's a very, very good player. And at half-time, he's fantastic with his comments, with his experience. And, you know, he's really performing well.
And, yeah, big second half as well, because it was important. One all could have gone anyway. As you say, great save from Glenn early on, but some rousing stuff second half. The fans were really with you.
Yeah, I said that. I thought that, you know, you can hear... I love it when the fans are getting behind us, you know. But we, as a football team, you've got to give them something to shout about. They're not going to sing for no reason. You've got to give them an exciting game where they see players run, tackle... and play with craft. You know, there's two sides of the game, you know, and I think we've done both sides today, and they like to see good football, but they also like to see a tackle and someone run and, you know, Mark Connolly and Josh block in. And it's good. I think it's if you go away from here today saying, well, I really enjoyed that, and then you're going to your Christmas do's, it's a good weekend for everybody.
As I mentioned, three wins out of four. It's such a tight league. I mean, you know, the despondency maybe of a couple of weeks ago at Yeovil, you're only 2 points outside the playoffs.
Yeah, but I keep reiterating, it was massive, that 5-0 whacking, because it was 3 points to us mentally, and I think the players want to see how I respond. And if I start dropping and blaming and I don't look at myself, those players will suss me out, you know. And I think I've been in the game, Matt's been in the game, to know you'll have a bad day. And we took that on the chin and we responded, I thought, well at Coventry, and then we put results together. For me, it matters in the league, and we've got to keep that spirit going, we've got to keep the organisation going. We're not far away from adding another quality player in Dean Cox to our side. And so we don't get any full sense of... we're not deluded, but I actually said that the second half of the season, if we're in the top half, we'll get organised and we'll be on a very positive vein of form, I hope.